bring on the next act. I've just been told that some Bolivian food being brought to the front, okay?
My name is Mustafa Truz. I'm a member of Bolivia Solidarity Campaign. And Bolivia Solidarity Campaign been established a couple of years ago to support the miner strikes and plus to support the Cochabamba strike for the nationalization of the water and gas. Our aim is basically to give our full support to social movement in Bolivia. And we know that there's a big element of it in the social movement, which is the indigenous people. And we are asking people to follow Latin America quite closely, because right now what's going on in Latin America is absolutely amazing. If you look at Africa, civil wars, if you look at the Middle East, it is Islamic movement, but only the radical movement is right now coming from the Latin America. Many people, they call what's going on in Bolivia right now the third revolution. The first revolution was against the Spanish imperialism at the time of the 1718, and then miners strikers in 1952, and now the third, the cycle of the revolution. We are having tonight a solidarity night. The reason people are here basically to show their solidarity with the Bolivian people, at the same time to raise some money for delegates which is going to go to Bolivia on the 10th of April, and it's going to stay there for a week.
Okay, and who will be going, and what is it that they'll be able to achieve and bring back to the UK?
Roughly 10 people will gonna go to Bolivia. It might be a couple of more or less, but I'm sure at least it's gonna be 10. Most of the people are a member of the trade unions, and what we are trying to achieve basically, we are trying to find some links between us, people in Britain, and people in Bolivia. Basically, make the British public aware what's going on in reality in Bolivia, what we are going through, and how we can find some links, some connection between us, and how we can join together to find a best way forward. That is going to be aim of the actually delegate. We are hoping to make this delegation regular, such as maybe six months, twice per year, such as like that, or bring them over here to get some first-hand news.
And if anyone happens to have won the lottery this week, how could they help to send these delegates?
We are paying only £760 for tickets from here to Bolivia, because there is no direct flight. So we need to go to first, for instance, to France, and then from France to Caracas, and from Caracas we are going to fly to Bolivia. It is going to cost each of us £760. So we are paying that in our pocket, but obviously most of us there, we are working in public sector, we get quite low wage, so it is going to shake us in terms of the financially to support ourselves. We are asking people to donate as much as they can, and this money is not going to go only to our the trip, also it's going to support the campaign in United Kingdom. Although we fully support basically what's going on in Bolivia, but that doesn't mean there's a blank check for the Evo Morales, because still many NGOs, many independent campaigns, they have some doubts whether Evo Morales is going to achieve what he promised, and we are going to fully stand behind the public opinion that the gas, minerals and other things should be nationalized immediately. And it looks Evo Morales still, it is a bit far away what he promised.
The event that's happening here tonight, what kind of stuff's been going on, and how many people, is it going well?
Well, roughly, as I can notice, roughly more than 150 people around, and might be more, but that's my the guess. There are two or three different bands actually basically playing in here. We had a very nice, beautiful traditional dance and songs from Bolivia, from Bolivian people.
But the next action.
Let's give it a big loud from, because I haven't done the proper sound check. They're really wicked. Let's hear it for Jorge! Come on!
watching upstairs some footage from Bolivia Indy Media, which I believe only started up 3 years ago or something. What kind of an impact has the presence of this independent media outlet made to getting information out of Bolivia?
Through the 2000 and 2005, a lot of things happened in Bolivia, and only maybe 5%, if I'm very optimistic, only 5% of the debt, you know, covered by the, you know, the big corporations such as BBC and CNNA and Fox News. So many grassroots people, they don't rely anymore on the big corporations' news. They're relying on the small independent news organizations. Many people, they access the internet if they can, and then try to find, you know, the news from the independent, you know, the organizations or NGOs.
Would it be true to say that the people in Bolivia generally don't have access to the internet? So the people most likely to be looking at Bolivia Indy Media would be expatriate Bolivians working outside of Bolivia and finding out what's going on at home?
It is true, yes. Still, in Bolivia, many people cannot access the internet. That is true. But nevertheless, they don't rely on the, you know, the big corporations either. You know, they may watch the, you know, they may see CNN or, you know, BBC, but definitely they don't rely on it. And many people know that, you know, the main source of the news for big corporations goes from the, you know, the petite bourgeoisie, you know, the organizations or from the governments. So they don't rely on it because they know that what they have seen on the street, what they did on the street, but they show, they see absolutely something different on the, you know, the big corporations' news, and therefore they don't rely on it. So I'm sure in future NGO organizations or, you know, the independent media such as, you know, IndyMedia, it's going to make a big difference.
Do you know anything about the project to take computers over to provide access?
Many NGOs, social movements and trade unions, they ask us to bring over to Bolivia second-hand computers, second-hand mobile phones, any second-hand digital cameras, because these things are quite expensive in Bolivia, and NGOs, social movement and trade unions, they cannot afford to pay a lot of money. So we are asking people to donate their second-hand laptops, if it's possible, because desktops are quite heavy to carry over there. Laptops, mobile phones, digital cameras, and so on.
And how can people find out more about it?
And you can reach the Bolivia Solidarity Campaign through the internet, which is www.boliviasc.org.uk. And if you would like to get into touch with Bolivia Solidarity Campaign, you should access the website.
That's wicked. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Who wants to jump? Who's brave enough to jump? Oh, I think we cannot jump. I would like to invite the people who's from Bolivia to the front, please. Because we are going to dance with the people in the back, so they can follow you. People from Bolivia to the front, please. Well, ladies and gents, I would like to invite you. The next song we're gonna play is from the jungle. It's called Fox.
stage, we're going to play an instrumental from La Paz. La Paz is the coldest side of the country, and it's very romantic.